that knows how to throw a big, giant Buckeye party. You're listening to The Buckeye Show.
Yes, indeed you are. Timmy Hall and Eric Reeser partying with you on a Monday night. Party on, Eric.
Party on, Tim. Party on, Bodie.
And party on, Bill Kerlick, who is the dean of Buckeye Recruiting, and he joins us right now on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Bill, how was the weekend for you? Thanks for coming on.
Pretty good. It warmed up a lot today,
yes.
More tomorrow, and we got it started with a pretty decent weekend.
Yeah, don't let her fool you, though. We know living here in Ohio, let's just take each day.
Are we getting cicadas?
The good Lord blesses us with. Yeah, that is
that happening,
right? I heard that is.
A bunch of them just coming out of the ground to annoy us all for the next month or two.
Well,
so we've got to look forward to.
Well, it's only once every 17 years, so that's the good news. Bill, I can remember we chatted on one of the Buckeye Roundtable shows here last month, and I asked you a question about like which one of these recruits, maybe even going back to 21, mainly the 22 cycle. You talk to these guys all the time. Like, you get on the phone with them, you text back and forth, you talk to head coaches, you talk to people that know them. And you had said that Desaun McCullough was one of the young men you really enjoyed talking to. Why, if you could go back to that, tell us a little bit more on why.
Well, he's a very, very mature young man. You know, if you talk to him, it's not like you're talking to a 17 or 18 year old. It's more like you're talking to a 25 year old man. You know, he's been brought up well. His dad, DeLand, is the associate head coach at Indiana and has had an outstanding coaching career and all that. So, you know that Desaun has been brought up well. Just a really good family, a really articulate, smart young man that I always enjoy talking to.
Follow him on Twitter at Bill_Kerlick. He's everything Buckeye recruiting for Bucknuts and 24/7 sports. So the McCullough decommitment drops OSU's composite to 3 in the overall team rankings for 2022 behind LSU and Georgia. Buckeyes have 10 commitments so far for that class. Do you expect them? And there's still plenty of time left on this thing to make a jump over either LSU or both and get that number one spot back.
Yeah, it's certainly possible. It won't be easy. There's no question about it. I mean, you know, the schools in the South, several of them have recruited tremendously well over the last, say, 10 years, most notably Alabama. I mean, their recruiting has been off the charts. And while they're not in the top three right now, you know they're going to be up at the top or one of the top schools when all is said and done. So it won't be easy, but it's possible. You know, Ohio State's got a lot of great prospects they can still land. Desaun McCullough flipping to Indiana, yeah, that hurt. I mean, he is a top 50 or so prospect in the country, and he was one of the spectacular trio of linebackers that Al Washington had commitments from. Now he still has two, but Desaun, you know, it was understandable to a large extent with his dad being at Indiana. You know, his two brothers are headed to Indiana, and that, you know, kind of completes the cycle, so to speak. But Ohio State still is going to finish with an outstanding recruiting class. It'll be a top class. I think it'll be somewhere between probably number one and number seven in the country when all is said and done.
Bill, now we know what social media and the bad parts of it are. It's why when we do the little segment at the end of our show, we kind of throw in a quip there about how it's a cesspool. Like, there's just so much stuff on it that can be bad. And we saw what EJ Liddell, how he had to take the brunt of it. And anyone that would throw something, you know, and cross a line like that and put something like that to Desaun McCullough because he decommits from Ohio State and winds up going where all of his family is in Indiana, you're really not a Buckeye fan. But have you had conversations with recruits about that and maybe what the underlying consequences are for these young men that have to see that type of stuff?
Well, you know, it's not enjoyable. I think, you know, most people, you know, don't like to see things like that written about themselves or said about themselves. And so it's not enjoyable. You know, I think they do understand that it does happen. And I also think, Tim, that they understand that it's not really a good representation of, say, Ohio State fans
right,
when they see things like that. You know, they know that Ohio State fans, true fans, are really not like that for the most part or almost any part. And they understand that.
And that's a great point, Bill. I think if you cross a line, and certainly if we bring up the EJ comments again, you're just a psychopath. Like, if you can write that to a young man and try to, like, make sure that he actually gets it and reads it, you're not even really talking about being in a fan base. You're talking about, are you even trying to be a part of our human society right here? So we settled that. Bill, on the recruiting front, what's coming down next? Like, I know, like, on your Twitter feed, you've got a lot of stuff going on because visits are getting set, dates are getting set, even some 23 guys down the road. But as far as the 22 class, what do you see happening next? A lot of offers are out there. Commitment watch, what can you tell us about?
Well, I think, and I think this is my, I believe, my 35th year of doing this, which shows one thing. I'm really old.
But, you're good at it.
In addition to being really old, you know, I think that in all those years, I have not experienced a June like I'm going to experience this year. You know, it's never in that time been a situation where coming off of over a year's dead period where kids couldn't visit, you know, schools for over a year. And now they all get to start doing that again. June 1st, they can go see schools again. There's going to be unofficial visits. There's going to be lots and lots of official visits. The list of players already set to make official visits to Ohio State is very, very impressive. And you know, there's going to be camps too. You know, we didn't have camps all last summer. So you've kind of got the trifecta there of all three things coming back together at the same time in 1 month, and it's going to be crazy.
Bill Kerlick, our guest here on the Buckeye Show, courtesy of the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. I wanted to go back to that announcement. It was probably a little over a week ago when the NCAA said that the dead period would end on June 1st. And Bill, since you talked to everybody out there, who would you say was more elated when that announcement came down that things could open back up? Was it the schools and coaches or the recruits and their families?
That's a tough question, Eric, because I know both from both sides of that coin, there's a lot of happiness out there. You know, coaches don't like to you know, have their contact limited. They don't like to not be able to see recruits face to face and evaluate them and go out and do their jobs. And on the other hand, you know, the kids are just so excited about this. You know, they couldn't wait to get to visit schools again. You know, you want to know in advance, the school that you're going to spend the next 3, 4, 5 years at, you want to go and see it. You want to go talk to the coaches. You want to look at the facilities. You want to experience the atmosphere. They haven't been able to do that for a year, over a year. So they are indeed excited about June 1st.
My goodness. Like, it's,
couldn't imagine.
It's going to be crazy. Yeah, I could tell just from this interview how you're getting ready. It's going to be a storm. It's could be really good.
It's going to be the wild, wild west of recruiting for a month.
Man, I can't wait for that. I knew that was coming, but when you host the Buckeye Show, like me and Eric are doing, and then we get through draft week right here, it becomes time to really put the work in. That's when, like, the topic development hits you, when we have a long way to go before the first game. Now with this June coming up with recruitment, it's huge. It's like going to save the summer. So I'm stoked. It sucks that it's happened for this year off for all these young men, but just you talking to us right now, boy, that's I told everyone this was going to be the best hour of our lives, and now we have so much to look forward to later on.
Talking to one recruiter, he told me that some schools, he expects some schools to get 10 to maybe even as many as 12 to 15 commitments during the month of June. Ohio State obviously won't be that way because they've already got 10 commitments, and they're not going to get the rest of their class filled up in just 1 month, but they're going to get their share. In some schools that don't have as many commitments, they're going to get a lot.
Bill, I almost forgot. We're going to talk about this next segment. So Bodie, our producer who you talked to, was asking us this question at the end of our College Football Pulse, and it was something that Andy Staples had in his mailbag. If you could pick a 10-year non-conference rival for Ohio State to get into a nice little home and away series with, starting next year, and just don't say Notre Dame or, you know, Clemson or Bama, like the three juggernauts that you would actually pick, Who would you go with? Who would you like to see?
That is a tough one.
It's a good one, right?
You take out Clemson and Alabama for it. That's really tough. I guess maybe if I had to pick one school, let's say I could go old school and go USC back to the days of the Rose Bowl, Ohio State, USC, and that was kind of a traditional great matchup. So I could go that way, or I could maybe go LSU. I think that'd be kind of a neat one too.
Those are two fantastic picks, and I'm sure we're going to get a lot of those because I was thinking USC for one of mine as well. But that's good. You did not take the number one team that I would like to see for Ohio State for the next 10 years. So that's great. Bill Kerlick, the dean of Buckeye Recruiting from 24/7 Sports and Bucknuts. Please check him out. You can re-listen to the interview. Bill, tell your friends this will be up there soon if they didn't catch it. Thanks a lot for coming on, as always, man.
Hey, always enjoy being on your show, Tim.